Big episode this week on the Clubhouse, episode 5. We talk about money's chances of being back this week. We've got a massive giveaway, Storm Anzac Day jersey signed by the whole team. And we also go through our Clubhouse leader, very deserving one again this week. Special little state in Australia, so if you don't get it already, I reckon you should listen to the potty. But without further ado, let's get into it. Rick's Eyewear is having a massive end of season sale right now, and we've got an elite offer that's exclusively for the Clubhouse.
Get up to 65% off and a free gift if you spend over $250.
Use our code Clubhouse and you'll receive an extra 5% off site-wide. This offer won't last long, so don't miss out.
All right, welcome back. Episode 5 of the Clubhouse. Weekend off, all refreshed after the bye, and Mun, what's doing? What is that kid?
What do you mean, boys? Peter LaFleur, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, boys. obviously, we had our little, a little trivia night on Thursday. Then we got 3 days off, so we, a lot of blokes obviously dressed up. I think it was Sporting Heroes or Sporting Duro, so me and my wife Bianca dressed up as Peter LaFleur, and I can't remember what her lovely name is on the TV show or the movie. I know you boys went as golfers. Obviously the night, who do you reckon was worst dressed? For me, I reckon it was Craig Bellamy.
Worst dressed?
Worst dressed. I think Craig was up there. He dressed an old shirt and then wore like a headband, and he reckons he was some old bloke that played tennis 100 years ago.
He looked like an old tennis chick that, I forgot what her name was, but
what's her
there
name
was a photo of her and put it up next to him. It looks exactly like him, so he was definitely worst dressed.
He was complaining.
Leading up to it, he was on the WhatsApp just complaining, saying, "Oh, we need to dress up to have fun now, do we?" Like, just blowing up. And we're just like, fuck it. Just buy in, you fucking.
Yeah, you old bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe because he couldn't wear anything scotch and soda. So he actually had to put effort into his outfit.
Something, and he ended up taking something from Aaron or Wendy's closet.
Yeah. And he was worst on, too. He played a few games, got him up to do the games, and he just wouldn't give in. Had to skull. I think a couple times, and he just wouldn't do it. He just refused to do it. So he was a bit of a party pooper, old Belzer. But
no wonder he doesn't get invited to anything.
It was a good night, though. It's a good
worst
night.
Stressed, Belzer, best stressed, apart from yourself.
Now, mate, funny as I remember went to the coach's room, obviously on the day out before training, and said, Rolls, he goes to me, "I'm going as the biggest fucking flog you've ever seen."
Biggest footy flog.
Biggest flog and footy, the biggest dickhead, I'm thinking. He mustn't be talking about bellyache, is he? And then I literally got there and I was obviously dressed as Peter LaFleur, and he walked in and I'm like, fuck, he looks familiar. He dressed as me. I was like, so I was like, my head fell off. I was like, oh, he got me a beauty here. He actually looked all right too.
He went full effort too. He got like the number 6 on his 5XL jersey.
Yeah. He had to get a whole jersey made
he
up
had
for
the Munster
it.
So.
No, it wasn't made up. Yeah. He got that from back from when I was 2017-18, when I was 110 kilos. he asked me for it.
You are looking fit at the moment, though, man. What's the secret? I think the listeners deserve to know, especially we'll get to it later, but you've somehow recovered and you're back for this week too. So there must be something going on.
I don't know if it's
actually tested by Hasta or Masada, but I'm on the old juice cleanse. Been on that for like three days or so. I don't think Georgia and Lockie were too impressed about it, but I was got on it. Obviously, soups and juices, which is obviously the skin and immunity cleanse. So it felt pretty good. The skin's looking immaculate at the moment. Shaved arms,
shaved
good.
Arms, you reckon?
Looking good. Ready to rock
back.
And roll.
You can tell he's
boys.
Back.
What does it do? Like the juice cleanse, give us some sort of insight, because surely you're not just drinking juice and soups. Like, are you eating in between? How's it work?
No, I literally every 90 minutes I was on a juice cleanse. Had a morning zing in the morning, which is obviously morning zing. I had a little bit of lemon. I can't remember.
Ginger.
Something else in it. And then obviously after that was like a beetroot drink was obviously immunity and obviously other things that were in it. I can't remember too many things around it. There was obviously another leafy one, which was obviously spinach and other things, kale, cucumber, all in those like kind of drinks. And the first day I reckon my gut started to churn. So I reckon that might have been just obviously trying to clean out all the bad stuff in my guts. But feeling good. And I reckon recommending you boys get on it. I know you probably don't need it, perhaps. You're probably looking pretty lean yourself.
I'll be 50 kilos if I do that. But is it just juice every 90 minutes?
Yeah, juice. And then obviously you can pick 3 different things, which was a healing soup, which was broccoli, spinach in it, which was obviously boiling on the kettle. or so I get a boiled kettle, or you boil it on the stove. There's a pumpkin soup, so I had those two, and then the other one was bone broth, which was beef. So it was a little bit more, obviously, protein in there, not as much, but it was still decent enough for me to be able to get through training and get through today.
You would have been starving.
Yeah, I was hungry.
Absolutely starving.
Especially when Adrian was on. You know, Adrian's food.
We had some good feeds last week too.
You and then the concrete food as well. So times were tough. obviously, my mouth was sort of like pretty much just drooling at the time. But yeah, I had to obviously stay mentally strong. I think I did have a Coke at the trivia night. And Lockie goes, "What happened to your juice cleanse?" And I went, "Far out. I forgot all about it." So that was, I kind of didn't break it, but I totally forgot I couldn't have Coke, but
that was the last day.
Yeah, that was the last day. I had one glass of Coke and I realized that was not on. So,
oh, so it's just like a 3-day clean out.
Yeah.
That's
three
it.
Days. Yeah.
Oh.
You can do 3 days, you can do weeks. It all depends. I went through Karmic pretty good. So yeah, I recommend it. It's only 3 days and not a whole week. So
yeah, just like a reset.
Yeah. A little reset. I did it last year for the start of the season, but obviously I didn't play at the start of the year. So now I know that I'm sort of back. I started it.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Uzi, what's been happening, mate? No juice cleanse for you,
obviously. No juice cleanse. I couldn't do it. Mole does it a couple times and I just watch her and it's just not the go. So I'll just get too hungry for it. I reckon I'll break it first day. So unless I feel like I really need it, which I don't think I'll ever will, I won't be doing it. But nah, mate, just chilling. Good to have, well, I've already had a weekend off, so it's my second weekend off in a row. I'm sort of getting the itchy feet, trying to get back into footy, so... keen for this weekend. Thursday night should be a good game, and yeah, enjoyed the Easter break. Went to a little festival actually, sold out fest actually. Went with it's for my sister's birthday. Me, Mole, sister, her husband, and a few of her husband's family. So it was good.
Who played there? Who's
Bryson Tiller. Summer Walker. Bryson Tiller was probably the main reason. Like a couple of his songs. Summer Walker, Party Next Door, a few others. But I'm sort of like not really a festival guy. I'm just sort of, I don't know, it's a bit too much for me. Yeah. And I don't know, it's sort of don't like being around too many people, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Mm. Was it just a day
had a good
festival?
Time. Yeah, day yeah. festival. We started at midday or something, but we didn't rock up until a little bit later till the main acts jumped on. So
did you get hassled much?
Got a little bit. I got a couple of photos, but wasn't too bad. Had the hat, sunnies on, so head down. And then once it got dark, it was good. Good start.
Still had the sunnies
start
on.
Singing hundies. but it was good. It was a good time. And then just done a little Easter egg hunt actually with my nieces and nephews come over on the Sunday, and then hit a few chockies for them.
How many chockies you reckon? Over the weekend. You both, actually.
No, I didn't have any.
Because you were cleansing.
Yeah, really? I was. Oh, but I haven't been eating chocolate lately. I usually get on a little binge and then I go, then I just get off it again. It's a bit like my personality.
I was going to say, wouldn't just be chocolates, would it?
Yeah. Nah, I've got to cut everything out. What about you, Paps? What did you get up to, mate?
I had a real chill weekend, actually. I went down to the beach.
Yeah, I've seen you in the water a bit, actually. Mm.
You know what I did was real nostalgic? I went tubing, like behind the boat.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Mate, I love that.
Oh, I haven't done it since I was like, I reckon 14 or 15. So,
yeah.
Like, we're talking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun. Like,
how was your forearms holding on?
Yeah. The shoulders,
mate. Mate.
It's just, it was that fun, though. Like,
workout.
And we went down to Macrae, which is just sort of before Rosebud.
Yeah.
The water was clear as, like, there weren't many boats out. I'm surprised because it was a nice day. But,
yeah, it was good. It was good all weekend.
Yeah, went down there, went for a little snorkel.
Maybe because the Mako sharks were out. Maybe
no Mako sharks. Nah, didn't see any. But saw, you know, I realized what's in the bay? There's so many stingrays.
Ooh.
Like, I went for a snorkel, right? And like, mad, snapper, big snapper, you're swimming past and they just cruise and they come up to you, not scared at all. And then I got a bit deeper and I just like looked down the floor and there was like just three stingrays just flat on the floor. And I was like, straight away, I just thought like Steve Irwin.
No.
But like, surely they're not going to.
Nah, well.
I'm more scared of stingrays than sharks. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I don't think stingrays are.
Only if
that, they are harmless. I mean, they are harmful, but I don't think if you don't do anything to them, they're pretty harmless. Like, they're not. I think Steve Irwin was just the one that like.
Was he
like,
messing around with it, you reckon?
Like, I don't know. I can't really remember, Bob.
No, I can't remember either.
But he messed with that many different animals that are way worse, like crocodiles and that. But
true. Yeah, that's and then, true.
But you don't really hear about any other attacks about with stingrays, do you?
Mm.
Like,
I just was surprised that there was so many. Then the next day I went down the beach early, like when I got a coffee, walk down there, and like all these old people just swim in the morning. They swim out to like the poles and swim back.
Yeah.
And like a guy got like 20 meters out, and then the chick behind him's like, "Oh, stingray, put your feet up." So like,
yeah,
it must just be normal. For him to do that. But no, I had a few chocolates. So after our potty last week, I actually just went to Woolies after.
Oh, I seen you put a photo up on Insta. I was like, you know it.
Oh, so good. But once you start, like they put something in those chocolates, eh? There's something that's just...
It's good advertising. Keep wanting to eat them, eh?
Yeah, it's, and the fact like you could buy a block for a third of the price.
Yeah,
but
just having that.
There's something about it. But.
I love the start of Easter because I love hot cross buns.
Oh,
and they bring out the caramel ones and then the chocolate chip ones. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll have one of them. For an hour, I've gone through the whole thing. So I'm like, get
probably,
back.
Probably lucky it was a bye week because
you're right.
I had that many hot cross buns and chocolate.
We wouldn't have.
Maybe I didn't do the juice cleanse there.
I'll get them on to you, mate. A little plug out there.
But it was good. Good little breakup. I don't think we've had an Easter off before.
No,
it was good. Really good. No Mako Sharks. Really enjoyable weekend. And then even like we trained yesterday in the afternoon. So we pretty much had like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning off.
Half a Monday off, yeah.
Trained till like 7 o'clock last night. Yeah. And then had today off. So
yeah,
like,
it was nice.
It's been a good week.
Yeah, like, it has been a good week.
Really good week.
Hopefully it works for us. We won't be doing it again. I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you what wasn't good though. That wasn't a good week was the weather.
Oh.
The last couple of days, a big fucking hurricane yesterday in Melbourne.
Last night, it was like storming. And it was just pissing down.
Would you, like, we went out to training and you could just see it was
it was going to be no good. I was looking at the doc. The doc was out there for the first time in bloody years. He never comes. And I was like, Doc, hey, if there's some storm and lightning in that, are we out of here? And he goes, I can't see anything, mate. And then started pissing down. And he pissed off and then he didn't even worry about it.
Well, there was lightning though, right?
Yeah, there was.
Because they called the AFL game
off. That's why it went for so long because they delayed it for a bit.
Yeah, I remember thinking, I think you guys are doing contact and I'm obviously don't have to do too much contact playing fullback, but I remember just sitting there being like, that's a lightning strike, that's a thunder strike.
Yeah.
They won't call training off. Like, they just won't. Nah. But then going in after and then they postponed that.
Yeah, postponed the AFL. Don't worry about us.
Unfortunately, Bel Air's old school.
Yeah.
I walked out there with a long sleeve thinking it was raining, got to be cold. Went out there, it was just still as beautiful weather. I reckon it would have been 25.
It was still warm.
The calm before the storm.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
I took the jumper off and then it just absolutely bucketed down.
That's good. It's a good little change up. Like play, sort of reminds you of like when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like playing footy in the rain. It's a bit exciting, probably.
I used to love jumping on the slides or getting outside and jumping on, like with soap on it and like sliding on the things. It's about a little tarp at home, but. Mate, if I get wet now in the mud, I can't stand it.
You become so slow. But
yeah.
I think there was one instance, I think the Renegades scored on us, but like I went to chase someone and I dove and I reckon I slid for like 20 metres. I was like, it was actually sort of, like they scored so I was filthy, but it was sort of fun. But
probably something I did actually.
The weather, it's probably good for my gardens because they are dead at the moment. Poor garden. Do you boys garden or anything around the house?
Oh, I just got to chop down some stuff when it gets too long. That's about it.
Who looks after him? The missus?
No, I get like a landscaper come over.
Is it expensive? I've thought about it.
No, I've got some landscaper to do the backyard for my fake grass and end up.
Wait, what?
I've got a landscaper come out
to
and
mow
do,
your fake grass.
No, you come and do my fake grass.
And then
he's like, oh, mate, I've got a friend that can do like little maintenance around your size. And I was like, oh, what's it going to take? And he's like, oh, mate. Storm jersey? I was like, they get
done.
Really?
How good.
He just comes around every now and then.
So you've just. Go on the Storm jersey and haven't had to pay.
Yeah.
I might try that approach.
Mate, try that approach.
Just
up on your jerseys up on your walls and stuff.
Just have it hanging out wherever your garden is. Just leave it there.
Just stick it every little frame of like, your signed jerseys or something just around them and then they might go, oh, actually.
This old thing.
I didn't know that was there.
Fair. The other thing I've seen this week, which I thought was quite interesting, and I know it's legal in some other countries, but dogs on planes. Supposedly being brought in.
I've seen that on the news actually.
This year sometime. I don't know how I feel about it. You've always both got dogs, so.
Are they free?
I reckon you'd have to pay for
them.
Yeah,
you'd have to pay for them for sure.
Yeah, I'm more than happy for them to sit underneath the plane. No,
wait, I'll take them in a.
Yeah.
In like a.
Can, like a little
box.
Yep. Yeah.
called?
Not on the plane.
I think, one of them little dog things there.
What are they called, bro? How do we not know the name of it?
I've had a crate training.
Crate training.
Yes. Hold on, man. I just had a mind
dog box.
Yeah, put them in the dog box.
That's why you get put in my bro.
No, I just know where my two dogs are, and they wouldn't be able to sit still or sit on a chair or sit on my lap.
I think there's a certain size. Yeah. They were like,
I have to put your carry on into that thing. It'd be similar.
Yeah. I think it's like they need to be able to fit underneath the seat or something. In there.
Actually, they can curl themselves up into a little ball.
They're big. Your dogs are big.
They're big tails just whipping around.
Yeah, nah, there's no chance. I'd much rather my kids on the plane crying for an hour and a half.
So not even small dogs, you're not lying in the sand?
No, I'm not being a hypocrite. I think little small dogs can. I think if they're like trained well, I don't mind. Mm. I don't want them sitting on there barking the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like what about toilet? How do they go toilet? Do they just ding in their crate and they just smell it? Smell the whole time? Or what?
Oh, yeah. I don't really thought about that.
Well, you probably have that many people on the plane that are binary. They probably think they're dogs anyway.
Well, like America does it. I know they definitely, when I was over there, people take dogs onto the plane.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
But how did they go to toilet?
I don't think they did.
Know. They just held
Maybe
it.
Maybe they just take him to the restroom and
sit just hold
sit
him
on the toilet. Like meet the fuckers with a cat.
Oh. I reckon it would be good though. Like, I would, like with our dog, we can't really keep her at home alone, so be good for us to take her places. But
have you guys traveled with the dogs yet?
Yeah, I have.
I've only drove.
Yeah. It's expensive as don't bother. It's almost like up there and back, just one way for flight. It's like almost $1,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like $400 a dog. It's not cheap. That's why I'd rather used to drive more all the way up like Husey does when we go to Queensland. But now I've got two kids, I can't do that.
You can't even go to Yarrawonga.
I can't even go to Yarrawonga without them. It was a 5-hour trip. And it only takes you 3 hours. Like, that's how bad it was. But anyway, next story. All right,
story. So dogs on planes. Mum,
I'm okay with
it. Are you okay with it?
I'm okay with the small ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it work, so I think that's why my perspective on it's. Yeah. And like, it'd give me more incentive to get a dog, I reckon.
If you've been at it.
Yeah, if I could take it away.
Take it to places, yeah.
What kind of dog would you get then?
Well, it'd have to be smallish. Oh, so yeah. I'm talking like a
sausage dog.
I'm talking like a French bulldog or something like that.
They're expensive.
A little Frenchy.
Yeah, no, they're cute. Frenchy. I used to want to get one as well until I'd seen the price tag on it.
As if it'd matter to you anyway.
Oh, mate, mate, they're like 10 grand.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Probably, I'm going to say yes. Mun's yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll take that. All right, we've got an icebreaker now. So another one this week. If you could have one dream guest to join on the clubhouse, who would that guest be?
I'd like someone with good banter, obviously, because it'd be like if he's on there with us, he's going to need our good banter or just be looking at us like, what the fuck are these guys up to?
Yeah.
Obviously, rest in peace. But Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
I reckon Steve Irwin would be good to have on. He'd be funny as fuck, I reckon.
Just ask.
Rocky.
He'd have so many like stories. And,
yeah.
He was a good storyteller too.
He was. And like, obviously, he hadn't been around when the whole podcast thing was around, like a thing. So I reckon he'd be.
That's a good one.
It'd be a good one.
Yeah, really good one. Different.
It'd be good. Yeah, but different, but I reckon it'd be so fucking funny, I reckon. It'd be good.
I'm on that. I'm going to go somewhere similar to you. I had someone else written down, but I'm going to go Tupac.
Tupac?
Yeah.
All right.
It's obviously deceased. The potties went around back then. And I would love to hear his story on what happened between him and obviously Biggie Smalls and what. There's obviously the documentaries out about them, about ifs and buts, corrupt cops over there. So I wouldn't mind. I know he wouldn't tell us. Like, he probably wouldn't be listening anyway, even if he was talking to us. But I'd love just to know how well loved he was and being the king of obviously hip hop back then. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Would have been a different time back then too. Like, and he was the man back then. So it would have been, that'd be pretty interesting.
I'm going to go back to our wrestling theme. I'd go like John Cena or someone.
Yeah.
I just love to ask. I just, how they used to go behind the scenes and they gave you enough, but not enough to figure it all out. I'd love to ask what people are like and how it actually is to be an athlete who does WWE. I reckon just be.
Even like their training and that. You don't really hear about what they do, I was going to say off the field, but like outside the ring. That'd be pretty good. I love scrolling on TikTok at night, but have you seen how they're doing these things on TikTok where they talk about like wrestling situations and that, like back in the day? And they actually tell you
setting up for the
how it all works and sort of they're sort of giving everyone an insight about it. It's pretty good.
I think I've watched one on The Undertaker maybe. Everyone's like he's the man, just cares for everyone.
Yeah.
Like when you're watching it, you don't really think that, are you?
But then you're like, apparently he was a, like there's this one where I think some dude got kicked out of the locker room because he was eating on someone's bag or something. Like
it was real like bullying in the old school.
And
days.
Then they like bullied him into where he was in the janitor's. And then he had to apparently win and ask Undertaker, and Undertaker like, yeah, come back into the locker room.
That's sick, he must be
like the big dog.
Actually, he'd be good. I go Undertaker John Cena.
Yeah. Undertaker would be good because he's been in it for so fucking long, bro. Yeah. He was been in it for ages.
Yeah, give us your,
who else did you have?
Give us your other name.
You changed it from.
I had Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he'd be good.
I just wanted to see his mentality back in the day. I know he's been on a couple of potties and that, but he's a lot more reserved now. Like, he's a bit more... a bit more caring, if that makes sense. He's got a bit more of a conscience now, but
he was pretty ruthless back in the day.
He was ruthless. I was seeing his videos and stuff, and I just wanted to see. I would love to have the old Mike Tyson of age, you know, on the potty.
I'm just asking about back in the day.
Back in the day, what's changed his mentality now? And that was. So I just feel like now you get him on, he's a little bit more humble, reserved, and has a lot of respect for a lot of people, but back then when obviously he was a man of the mountain.
He could just smash anyone until he didn't really care.
Did he fight Jake Paul?
Yeah, I think it's staged in that. Yeah. Who knows? I'm not too much in the boxing world, but I don't think anyone could have beaten him in his prime anyway,
a bad man.
Bad man. But yeah, I just spoke him up.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Good little icebreaker there. And now we've got our listener question of the week. So massive thank you to everyone for writing in your questions. We had 31 this week. Your beautiful wife, Bianca, even wrote in.
Little question
for Husey, but we might get to that off the bat.
Oh, yes,
but,
I did. I asked her to write that in there. Yes, I did.
We do want to thank everyone for writing the questions in. It does mean a lot. Helps us out heaps too, and it's very entertaining going through them all. So we've got to pick one each. So we've all picked one for this week. But, yeah, Munster, Bianca's wrote in. I'm intrigued for this answer as well, actually.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's going to be like.
I think it was for Husey, I believe.
That's your question.
It's not my question. Yeah. Is it your question?
No, it's not mine.
Maybe let's do four questions this week. Bianca's question was, what is the longest you've slept after a night out?
She fully at Rome. But we'll go all of us, eh? Why don't we do all of us?
No.
We'll go all of us. You can't answer. You can't pinpoint someone out.
She wants to know your answer.
She already knows the answer, obviously. She's just trying to get it out. Well, I think I've spoken about it before. I'm the worst hungover ever. So I reckon it's the longest I've – I reckon it's over a day without getting out of bed. Like waking up but not getting out of bed. Just like fully waking up and just like looking around and check the time. Straight back to bed. I reckon it'd be
not even watch anything, just straight.
Nah. Oh, the TV will be on in the background, but I'm not watching nothing. I reckon 27 hours.
Ooh.
I reckon.
Oh. So talk us through. You get home at?
Get home at a reasonable 10 p.m.
That's nothing good happens after 12. So it's 11:59, he's at home.
10 a.m.
Say.
Right, let's talk.
Say if I come home at like, say, 5 a.m. And I'd go to bed.
Electric or
rent? And I'd sleep right around till like 5 a.m.
Full sleep.
Full sleep. So I'll sleep that whole day.
Holy.
And like I'll probably wake up at night time. No, this is the worst. We're speaking the worst. This doesn't happen all the time. This is the worst thing. Yeah, and then I'd probably wake up at night and just be like, look around, check my phone. Might try eat something, but I can't eat because I'm... Guts are no good. And then I just go back to sleep and then wake up in the morning at like 8 a.m. Oh. And then I'm ready for my day.
And Molly's asleep then.
Molly's gone.
Was this after the most recent Mad Monday?
No. This was...
Because you went home at 6 p.m. that night.
That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
So 27 hours.
That's the biggest. That's the biggest.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. And it probably doesn't make... It makes it way worse that I don't get out of bed and, like, do something. Every time I reckon you get out and do something, your hangover's not as bad because you've actually been, I don't know, eating and all that stuff and drinking water. But, yeah, 27. That's the worst. That's only one time, though.
Great question. It was only asked to Rome, so Rome will answer that. My question, I've got two, but I'm going to go with Something a little bit different. We spoke about this last year, I reckon.
Mm.
So from Samantha McDevitt, based on your love language, what would be the perfect date for you to go on?
Mm. Oh, we did speak about our love languages, didn't we?
We did.
Last year.
Oh, shivers.
So, I mean, your perfect date would probably, it's going to involve what your love language is, so you don't need to think too hard about it.
Mm.
But Samantha McDevitt, what would be the perfect date for you to go on? Or have you been on a date that you've been like, that was outstanding?
I'll probably go a good Italian feed first and then just movies, I reckon. Like, I like a good movie. Like, if there's a good movie out, which there's one out now, Kong vs. Godzilla, yeah. I want to go watch that.
Yeah, that would be good. Do you want to go together?
No.
Get Italian and then roll it.
But I reckon a good mad feed into like the movies and just popcorn, chocolate. That's me.
Is Mol aware of that?
Yeah, she loves the movies as well. So
choc top or just chocolate?
Nah.
Do you tell the Maltesers in the popcorn?
I don't do that. Hey, I know people do like it, but I'd rather have them separate.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
But that's probably me.
Okay, nice and simple.
Nice and simple.
Movie marathon kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, man?
I like my movies.
Mm. I reckon I don't mind an activity to do. You know, obviously, Asian fusion, maybe some dinner, personal dinner, but. I'm more into like putt-putt, you know, like mini putt-putt, like just go and play a little bit of mini putt-putt.
The Aussie mode.
Yeah, I think if I keep my mind ticking and doing other things, I don't mind movies, but yeah, I probably
can't sit for that long.
Yeah, no, my head will just start rolling around.
Okay, so dinner and an activity.
Yeah, probably more Asian fusion, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, into the nice little mini putt-putt.
I like it.
You?
I'm going like a just wholesome afternoon / night, like a picnic sort of vibe. Mm. I'm like big on activities as well, but picnic down the beach, go for a kayak
in the arvo, and then
do you
watch a sunset go down. That's sort of my vibe, right?
Do you supply the like blanket and the food? Like,
yeah,
the picnic?
Yeah. The car's always got that in there, just in case. Yeah.
do you bring a bottle of wine as well?
Nah, no wine. Just I don't know. Maybe sometimes, but
cheese. Crackers.
Little,
crackers.
What do they call it? Charcuterie boards.
Yeah. Do you bring that? A little bit of prosciutto?
Yeah, bit of prosciutto, yeah, salami, nice. Bit of cheese.
I actually don't mind that. That's actually not
crackers. Real romantic.
Just real simple. Yeah. Like, I don't like a massive meal. I'm probably similar to you with like Asian fusion. Like if it's just going to be like
shared
little
meals.
Things.
Yeah. Shared meals, shared
little
together.
Things. And then it's like no pressure to eat it because it's just like there and you can pick away at it.
You going for a dip?
Go for a swim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice balmy evening. That's my perfect date, I reckon. So.
A good quiet question. Beach or a busy beach?
I feel like you can do both.
Either, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes busy is good for the vibe. Like if someone's playing a guitar in the distance and you can just like hear
bit
the music.
Of noise, yeah.
So you love
noise.
Bali then?
I haven't been to Bali since I was a
like
kid.
Bali, then.
Yeah. Well, Hawaii was similar.
Yeah, Hawaii would be
Bali.
Yeah,
is nice.
Hawaii
yeah.
was similar, so I think that's my vibe.
Bali's probably a little bit louder.
So that's my...
just a little more party.
Go to Kuta.
It's not that quiet there.
That's my question of the week. Thank you, Samantha. And you lads got one there.
All right. My question is from Zoe. And then if she's got a few emojis behind it.
She's got a butterfly well. And love heart.
That actually works well because now you're going to take it, so I'll be able to do my first one.
Yeah, that's why I've done it. Yeah. Zoe asked, who would be your dream golfing foursome? And that means playing golf, not actual foursome. I think. I could be wrong.
Carmen,
let's just go. Who would be your, if you could take three others plus yourself on a golfing round at Royal Melbourne or
Augusta or Pebble Beach
or Royal Burnley?
Burnley.
That's getting upgraded. That's getting upgraded. It's getting upgraded at the moment. Hey, come on, boys.
So.
Yeah, who would they be?
Oh.
Three of them.
And there's a lot to think about, right? Because you got to take someone with golfing ability.
Yeah, well, that's what I was, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Someone that's good to talk to, like be a bit of fun.
Mm.
I've got two at the moment.
I've got one.
I'll start. I'll go with two. Two is probably pretty simple. Tom Brady.
Mm.
Obviously, he's done a lot in his career, plus he's actually a really good golfer. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He's the same. He's pretty much, them two are pretty
two
much
goats.
The same people. Two goats. Although MJ would probably rob us likes gambling a lot, that bloke. So he'd probably have to take a lot of cash to bet with him. And I'd probably have to go Tiger Woods. It's pretty much three goats.
Three goats.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
fair. Two from other sports and then an actual golfer that was on the tour and probably one of the best golfers of all time. So I'd have to go them three in my foursome.
I'd have Michael Jordan in mind just because obviously just the way he betted and like the way he obviously has a smoke on a cigar. I've got John Daly.
I was thinking about him too, actually.
I like John Daly because he's like the way he plays. He was fucking laid back. He just drank piss, got blind, and he obviously could hit a really good ball. So Long John.
Long John.
Bit of the same nickname as myself, Long. But the other one would have to be I'm thinking someone outside the box. I'm going to go Patty Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer.
I'm going to go Patty Mahomes.
He's pretty good.
I'm going to go outside the box as well. A YouTube golfer. Grant Horvat. Used to be on Good Good. Does his own stuff now.
Yeah, right.
But he's just like, just seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Got his like YouTube channel. He's probably got the best swing
really?
In YouTube golf. Yeah.
True.
Look him up. Grant Horvat. Just to like, just seems like a chill guy. Seems like we get along well. I go Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Being a big fan of Jordan Spieth. So I'd just be like, cool to play
cool
with
to
him.
Play, yeah.
And third one. I probably would have said Michael Jordan, but I'm going to
switch it up a bit.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, you know what? I'm going to get someone who's mates with Jordan Spieth. So it's going to be like Ricky Fowler or Justin Thomas. I'll go Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler, yeah.
Yeah, I was a massive fan of him when I first sort of played golf. So
yeah.
I know him and Jordan Spieth are good mates. So like if they need to go, they can be in the same cart.
Yeah.
And me and Grant would be the other cart and we'll just chat heaps of shit.
So. Yeah, nice.
Jesus Christ. It'd be hard to beat you then.
Yeah, it'd be a good golfing group. I'd definitely
Jesus
be the
Christ.
Anchor.
Yeah, sure. I'd be blind by the fourth hole.
No, good questions, though.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for that
you,
one.
Zoe.
No, thank you,
that's
Zoe.
Quality.
It makes my job a lot easier now. I had that written down. So that's beautiful. I've got one. It's called. It's from Ballard. Marvel jersey. What jersey would it be for the Storm and why?
Ooh.
Marvel.
I think.
They did it once.
They did it.
Or maybe once or twice. Yeah. I reckon bring it back. That's probably a bit biased because I love like superhero stuff. So I reckon bring it back. But
for us,
I seen the Batman one. There's one hanging up in the coach's office. It's a Batman jersey. That looked pretty cool.
Black and purple.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I don't know what year that was, but it was like a Dark Knight one. That was sick. Joker would be a cool one though.
Yeah, because it does have a bit of purple in there.
Yeah, Joker would be cool.
Yeah,
and it's like full villain. I don't reckon anyone would have done a villain before.
No. Everyone thinks the Storm's the villains as well. And so we could be the Joker.
Joker would be good.
What a Joker.
I'll go Joker then.
You want to go Joker?
I'll go Joker. Good questions. Like we said, 31 to get through. So
thanks,
hopefully
everyone.
60 next week. We'll see what happens. We might answer a few more if we get a few more. But short for time today. So three questions. Thank you for it. Honestly, appreciate it so much. Mm. And we get a good laugh out of all of them, whether we answer them or not. So
quality questions.
Thanks, guys. And speak about jerseys. I don't think we've got an interesting one this week, but we've got a big game Thursday night. And Money Man's back.
He's back.
He's back, baby. Let's go.
Come off the bench, little playing lock.
No more showering.
I don't shower anymore.
No, but very exciting. Back at Amy Park again. Hopefully keep the streak alive. I think we're going for the record?
I think so. I think we tied it last game.
Wins at home?
Yeah.
In a row?
I think it was like
10.
Yeah.
10. So tied it with the 2010-2011 season.
Yep.
So.
Right. I might just take another week off. Eh?
Thursday night though, massive game. Broncos.
Always big.
Massive. They played heaps good last week. I think it was probably a bit unexpected with the people they had out, but.
Mm.
They gave it to the Cowboys, so Thursday night, I don't think there's any AFL on again.
No,
so
it's all away. They're away and,
Gather around in Adelaide, so that'd be massive there as well.
How you feeling, man? Are you excited to be back? You haven't really thought about it yet? Nervous? In between? Just know you're going to kill it?
I wouldn't say I'll kill it. I'll be looking towards you and Husey. My legs will be heavy. My lungs will be burning. First game ever back. I haven't played even a trial. So this could be anything on Thursday. So take it with a grain of salt, Melbourne Storm fans. If I throw a couple of balls to you in the crowd, hopefully catch them. Look really excited. Hopefully you go out there, obviously injury free, and be able to play some decent footy with you boys and yeah, really excited to obviously jump back in the spine and hopefully get back to where we were in 2020 and 2021. So I'm pretty excited. Mm. What about you boys? I know Brisbane's no one knows too much of the history, but John Rebo was obviously playing for Bronx at the time, and he made obviously the Bronx, but then he's also made us as well. So we probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Reeb. So it'd be, it's a big game for him and the club, and pretty excited to be able to play on Thursday night.
Yeah, just can't wait for the game. It's good, always good to go up against Bronx. I actually, when I was younger, I followed them, so it was a bit of a, I don't know, it's a bit of a weird one. Like, you always want to play who you follow when you were younger. So, yeah, I was a massive fan of the Broncos when I was coming through high school and that. So, should be good. Obviously, they, you know, put on a really strong performance last week. I think the Cowboys were the only ones undefeated left, and then Broncos put a pretty big score on them. So we need to be, obviously us coming off a loss, we need to be, you know, prepare well. Obviously coming off the bye, but it should be an interesting game. But I know the boys are all keen and looking forward to a big Thursday night game.
Welchie back this week as well. Big Welchie, and fan of the podcast, obviously.
That's a fan of the podcast. We'll get him on very soon. So
we're working hard at it. We're working very hard. So
he's a cash man though, so we need to find some cash for him, but he'll be on very soon.
cash, no.
Should be a big game. Hopefully another massive crowd out there. Definitely helps. Got us over the line against the Warriors a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, Thursday night, I think we're 8 o'clock kickoff.
Yep. 8 o'clock.
Something like that. So yeah, but going off what you said, it wasn't the only upset last week. The Tigers.
Oh, they're on fire at the moment. Aren't they? They are rolling.
I think Benji was watching your clubhouse leader last week, and he's gone, I want to go back to back. And they've done it again. They beat Para. 17-16.
Did he say any press conference at all? Thanks to you.
Yeah, he said shout out Oz American Aces in the clubhouse for the award. Yeah. And he said he can't wait to, you know, catch up and jump on the potty with us. So shout out to them and our old mate Juzzy had another blinder. And it was a pretty interesting game, actually. We had training and then we come back and we seen the score. And then everyone heard about, good to see Aiden Caesar back and kicking the field goal. But did you just know that Gutho had that kick?
Had the shot at the end.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. I just knew Caesar kicked the field goal. And then when we were on massage, I seen a clip of it and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know they got a chance to kick it. So yeah, pretty, not controversial, but come down to the wire that game. So it must have been a good game.
Oh, that would have proper hurt you. I mean, kicking a field goal 50 seconds to go, giving away a penalty.
Yeah, and then kicked it.
And then they kick it. I think similar might have happened the year before, even before that. I think Parramatta versus Penrith. And same thing happened. They got a penalty off the kickoff. They were down by one. And Mitch Moses like missed the exact same kick.
Same kick.
Yeah, so it must be like a Parramatta curse.
Yeah, it must be.
But no, there was a few good games over the weekend. And like I said, AFL too.
Oh, massive. Yeah. Upset. I have an AFL tipping comp with Hughesy. And I can't believe Richmond beat. I can't believe it, but I'm just filthy that I lost it with the Swans. Yeah. They deserved to win round one against Carlton. I felt Richmond. They've obviously played really well against the Swans and they weren't ready for it, mate.
Yeah, that's so, my team, Richmond.
He jumped on the bandwagon now. No Dusty as well. they're looking all right. New coach. I think they'll rattle some
teams. They'll find their straps. Obviously, Tom Lynch got injured, which hamstring again, I think. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's
it's not good.
He's had a bad
good.
Run, eh?
Mm, he's had a bad run. Like, I think he missed the whole last year.
With his foot.
And then done a hamstring. And he's playing good too, starting to, you know, get back to his form, and to have that's pretty guttering. But no, they're looking good. They're on the up.
So
the Tigers
this early in the season, Hughesy.
Yep.
Who are you going for?
Tigers and then Dogs.
You can't, mate. Pick one team.
I can have two teams, bro.
You can't, mate.
You got two teams.
Maybe after if they don't make the eight, not the finals, then you can pick a team. I feel like that's fair.
Hughesy's power rankings this week. He's got Richmond above the Bulldogs.
Yeah. I had it flipped last week, but now they've flipped the power rankings. So they got my support this week.
And I haven't had the chance to wear my North Guernsey in.
Yeah.
Because we're.
No wins yet.
No wins yet.
How are they going, though? Are they.
Oh, we're better. Honestly, it was probably the best half of footy against Freo the other week.
Yeah.
And then the second half was the worst half of footy. Yeah. So
they got it in them. They just got to find the
footy. Yeah. They have to make the four quarters.
Make the whole.
Yeah. It's. Yeah,
it is. Who do you reckon you're getting for your first win of the season? Who do you think you're getting?
We actually got a tough run. I think it was Geelong at Geelong. So let's write that one off.
What about the gather round?
So obviously Brisbane this week at Gather Round.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say
they're not going too great lines, so there might be a chance.
I think we'll lose in a close-ish one.
Yep. Yeah.
Then Geelong and Geelong, maybe. I think we can put a line through that. Then we've got Hawthorn round six.
Yep.
I think
very winnable.
I think you
one of 39.
Hawthorn.
You reckon?
Very winnable, but if not that week, the next week when we verse Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide!
Yeah. We could go two in a row.
Could.
So I'm going to bring my Guernsey in.
I might take North on
maybe
the line against
Hawthorn. Maybe you need to wear it in and give them that.
I'm
going to
take
start.
The line, Hawthorn.
All right. I wonder what they give us.
Hawthorn. Against Brisbane?
No, Hawthorn.
No, Hawthorn.
Brisbane, they'll give us 45, I
yeah,
reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be a big margin. I reckon that's the one to go.
It might be the one to go. All right, gamble responsibly.
But yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it. Yeah, we'll finish strong, I reckon. Yeah. West Coast, on the other hand, not sure what's doing there.
Yeah. We got West Coast, I think, this week. Dogs.
Dogs got West Coast this week.
I'm pretty sure if it's not this week, it's definitely next week.
Yeah,
and
right.
We lost to them last year. So, mate, it could be anything.
No, played West Coast. They played West Coast on the weekend.
Oh, did they pump them? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they pumped them.
And
this
pumped
week.
Them. Yeah.
Sorry, apologies. That's how good I'm going. I don't know who we got in Gather Round, but I'm sure we'll be fine. I think it's the St Kilda.
Geelong and Gather Round Dogs. That'll be a good game.
Actually, yeah. Ooh. Well, they've just come up a high on Tom Hawkins' 350th. So I don't think him or Jeremy Cameron will even kick a goal this week.
Wow, big call.
That is a big call.
I love That's
Tommy.
Huge.
Love you, Tommy. I know you're watching, mate.
All right, let's get off the AFL chat. Obviously, Gather Round's there in Adelaide this week. Mm. But into our eye-catching moments of the week. So, like always, got the briefcase.
Mm. I like it.
Of Sonny's. And this week, I'm going to go with the light theme again.
Yeah. I might just go the middle ones. That does make it easier. Oh, I got the Storms. Are these Storms? I got the Mighty Storms on, I think.
What have we got here?
Yeah, these are the Stormers.
I've got the Melrose.
The Melrose.
And, yeah, I like them.
Melrose Parking?
I think they go with the fit again. Nice little blue outfit today. What have you got, the Storm?
I got the Storm, the Bugs Bunnies.
Storm Melrose.
And obviously I picked the one with my favourite NBA team name, the Bostons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Phoenix or Washington's.
Actually, Phoenix Phoenix won today. And they were,
we did win. We won. We won.
They won. The Celtics won too.
We won.
And right. Washington won too.
What are we doing? Eye-catching moment of the week. You boys got one to kick us off?
I'll go first. Mine's pretty simple. The Tigers beating the Swans.
Oh, yeah.
At the G. No one probably seen that coming. No one, you know, underdogs. Dusty's out. I think Grimes was out as well. So, and the Swans have been hot too. They've been flying high. So, to get the Tigers to get that win.
So you've gone Tigers 2 weeks in a row, different codes. Actually, no, you went Clubhouse Leader last week.
Yeah, Clubhouse Leader was Benji, but the Tigers theme's just hanging around
it's hanging
here.
Hanging around, isn't it?
Is it the year of the Tiger? Boom, boom, boom.
Not sure.
Chinese New Year, I don't know, but it sounds like it is.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I'm going the Tigers.
Richmond Tigers
the Tigers.
For Yuzi.
Yep.
Man?
The Jack Jumpers is first NBL championship. That was pretty special. I know they won one of the games with a half-court three-pointer to win it in one of those games.
Crazy,
just to be able to get back in there. I think United were one up at one stage, and then they ended up making it 1-1, and then 2-1, and then 2-2, and then I think they're down 8 points with 4 minutes to go in the last quarter, and somehow Jack Chalmers found a way to win. So first championship for them back in Tassie, so they'll be getting a lot of hype and probably still partying as we speak. So congratulations, Jack Jumpers, and hopefully we can have the same taste and feeling this year.
One of the AFL Tassie team that come in are going to have that similar success.
Yeah.
Early,
chase
that early.
Now, aren't they?
Well, got something to chase.
How many years has Jack Jumpers been in the competition?
Three.
Oh, so we just chipped them. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
They made the final of the series the first year. Was it the second year?
No, second year.
Second year.
They lost.
Yeah, they just
they're
lost.
They're being successful. So
yeah, they are.
The Tasmanian teams could be on the up.
My eye-catching moment was Caitlin Clark. Obviously, seen her in the she's just braining the college basketball at the moment. I think she'd broken a three-point record. She had 40 points, 12 assists. Today, she's just unbelievable. And they beat LSU, who Angel Reese obviously last year.
Yeah.
Seeing her carrying on once they beat her.
Yeah.
She come back with a vengeance this year. So Caitlin Clark, Know you watch like every week. Yeah. Our eye-catchy moments. We know we're watching. We know you're watching.
Yeah.
Massive performance, and you're my eye-catching moment of the week. So, thank you, Rix. Yeah, like we said, we've got our sunnies on here. I've got the Melrose. Absolutely love these. I've never been a fan of light colored sunglasses, but.
You like those?
I like these ones. Yeah,
yeah. It blends in with the mullet. You're usually a dark guy.
Yeah, I'm a dark guy, but it doesn't really go with my pasty skin. So, yeah, if you're not too tanned out there and you want some good looking sunnies, the Melrose, grab them. But no, that's our eye catching moment of the week, brought to you by Rick. So thank you. And like always, Clubhouse is the code for 20% discount. So make sure you get on there and grab some. What else been going on in the world of sport, lads? NBA, NFL. We touched on the NBL, and we will get. Into our segment after this, but yeah, it's been some stuff happening in the American sports lately.
There's a rumor going around that Rashid Rice totaled his car and fled the scene, and had weapons in the back of his boot. Ooh. So not ideal. I know I've spoken about it probably in previous times, but could be a pretty criminal war charge or criminal charge coming his way if it is true.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not, because. He was pretty good for Kansas this year, and it'd be pretty disappointing. But I think someone similar from, obviously, I spoke to Husey before, and the Raiders obviously had the bloke that went there, Ruggs went to jail. So fingers crossed it doesn't get to that situation. But pretty obviously terrible news to hear for obviously Rice and the Kansas City Chiefs.
My one's the Knicks, the New York Knicks, flying, but they can flying. They do it? I'm a no. I'm saying no.
I'm
straight
saying
out.
No as well. I'm probably a. One of my good mates really he's liked the Knicks for ages, and he's been chirping a lot, and he still thinks I'm going for the Wizards, but I'm really going for the Celtics now. But I like their team, but I just don't know if they can go all the way. Like they I don't know, Brunson's a gun, and
Randall's going to come back.
Randall hasn't been playing, but I just can't see them going past a Boston or a Nuggets.
Yeah,
or,
you're right. They might beat them like one or two games in the series, but then when it gets to the crunch, they'll start pulling it up, yeah.
I think that they could go deep, but I don't know if they have enough firepower to
All right, I've got another one for you. Lakers.
I think they can.
Ooh.
I think they can go. I think for me, if they get into the obviously playing with obviously the Warriors, I think they're dangerous. I think with like you think about LeBron's played a lot of finals games, and he might not play good first or second game, but – once AD and him and them start understanding the team they're playing against, I think it could be Red Rover.
I reckon, I don't know if they can go all the way, but I reckon if you see them in the finals, I reckon they'll be nervous. Like, I don't reckon you want to see them in the finals, because they could do anything. Like, you got LeBron and AD, and they got some pretty good pieces outside them.
Just need some of them just to click, like D'Lo or Reeves or something.
AD or LeBron can fully take over. Like, what did LeBron have the other night against? I know it's 40, probably only Brooklyn 40. Nets, but he had like
nine out of ten threes.
Yeah. And there's one where he just like was fading, like heavily fading, like this crazy shot. And he's on,
it's hard to stop.
And he was on, So
he's done a 3-1 deficit and come back and won an NBA final. So
well, if they make the play-ins, so. If they win the play-ins, like think they either versus like Timberwolves or like OKC, who are young, so, like
that's what I mean, like. If one of them see that, like, I reckon they would be nervous. Like, OKC or Timberwolves, like, if they go, fuck. I bet you whoever Lakers got to play, I reckon they don't want them to win.
Well, you'd be excited if you're AD versus Rudy Gobert. Like, Rudy can put, get boards and stuff, but he's not putting points up, you know, so.
Yeah. And I'll give you another one. The Orlando Magic boys.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's go.
Mate, I don't even know how they're still in the league.
We don't even need to talk about play-ins. We will be in the playoffs.
That's crazy. There we go. They're actually going all right. They will.
Pablo.
Home too. We're hard to beat home. And I seen a stat the other day. I think they've only lost one game where they've led going into the fourth quarter. So
good little stat. They hold on. They like, what do you call it? Kicking to the corners.
Into the corners.
Get that lead and they just kick to the
corners.
And
I don't know who we might come up against. I think we're flirting. I'm hoping we're going to be safe in the planes. I think there's sort of Pacers who are chasing us. But it's good. Yeah. It's been good. Like usually – I would post on my Instagram story when they win, like every win, because it never used to happen. But now I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't post this week because they're winning twice a week.
It's like every day thing. You're posting every day.
Yeah, you might have to start charging them.
Orlando Magic. Hey, Orlando Magic. Play that song. Oh, it's just good to be happy about the Magic because we have been cucker the past few years.
Yeah,
so.
You're not wrong.
No, NBA's heating up. NFL draft coming up end of the month too. So that's always exciting. Yeah. And Mun, you touched on it before, but this is another segment, the Clubhouse Leader of the Week. I think it's hard to go past. It's obviously your eye-catching moment of the week, but I think we all...
Apologies on that, boys. I jumped the gun.
All agreed.
Waited, but anyway.
No, we all agree with this one, that the Jack Jumpers NBL title, third year in the comp, they got blown out in game one, like nearly 20 odd points in game one. Like you said, game winner in game three. And it? I think it was game, no, game two.
It was game two.
Game three. Because it went Melbourne, Jack Jumpers.
And then was it back here?
And then Jack Jumpers won game three. United won over there.
Yep, you're right.
Come back here.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct.
So, like, to be down and out in game three and hit that. Was it McVay?
That was crazy.
And then, obviously, like Mun said, to be down eight with four to go against United, who had been dominant for years.
It's crazy, NBA, NBL and basketball. Like, you think you're up 10, 15 points going last quarter or even a little bit left and you just somehow teams just come out and gradually come back. It's crazy. Yeah. You're never safe, eh?
No, never safe. The amount of swings, even in the NBA.
It's crazy these days.
Huge for Tassie, I think. Yeah.
It's massive. They're probably the second most successful club probably made when you think about it. Us at the moment, second year, win up comp. Their third year.
Sunshine pretty good. Lightning.
Yeah, Lightning.
Well, they first?
Well, they first year.
They won a couple backs-to-backs.
Then they won a back-to-back.
Oh, take it back. Sunny Coast Lightning.
That's so impressive. Like, look at the Dolphins at the moment. They actually got their top of the ladder in the NRL, but they started well last year and, like, just to be able to keep that momentum. So
it's a whole, like, club thing. Like, when you look at it, be people behind the scenes there and to do it, like, you wouldn't think Tassie is a very sporty place, but to have them do it, to win it in the only third year, it's pretty good.
What was their motto? Defend the island or something. So was it? They had something big to play for. Like any team, it's got something bigger to play for. You usually go above and beyond. So,
Shout out to the Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers.
Our United obviously be a bit upset right now, but got to be happy for them. Massive win, third year in the comp and only growing the sport. So, good on them.
It'd be interesting to see how when the AFL team gets there as well. The Devils.
Yeah, how they go.
What recruits on who would go there. How much money they're able to use and spend. So
it'd be interesting though. What year is that supposed to come in?
I think they keep moving it based on when the stadium gets announced. I think they've got a license to do it sort of whenever that gets announced.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Could
I'm pretty sure they get extra coin too. Like a new new team. I'm pretty sure you get extra coin. I don't think the Dolphins got that though.
Oh, no, they did.
Did they? I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. Pretty sure. Oh, Mum would know.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. I didn't even get anything. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. No, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to see who would want to, like, if someone's born and raised in Tassie, would they want to go back there? Start it off or do they try recruit like a whole team or team's not going well? They'll obviously get draft picks and everything like that. But
that'd be interesting to see.
No. Do you reckon they'd get one forward, one midfielder, one defender from each team? Or would they just go fully new draft?
You reckon they should just have a pool where they can just pick whoever for their first three?
I think they could. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
I think they should be able to pick at least someone that they want.
Yeah.
I know.
Just off front. Yeah, I don't know.
And that probably doesn't happen. Like, maybe it doesn't come on the cap. I don't know. It's interesting. It's good.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
See what happens. But
be busy in Tassie. They'll be growing soon as a group and as an island.
Yeah. I just noticed what do you call them usually? Your shoes, slides?
Yeah, slides.
Do they represent? I listened to a potty with the founder of it the other day.
Oh, really?
Very interesting. Very
good potty?
Good potty.
Good listen.
Diary of a CEO was the one, but seeing that R and I was like, I've seen that before. I didn't really hear the brand before, but it's quite big, yeah?
Yeah.
Represent?
Yeah. Well, I don't know too much about the brand, but Jackie Howell was wearing it, so it must be pretty good because he likes his bloody nice brands, that bloke.
Very true. Very true.
Not bad, perhaps. Superboost, not bad. Just had a little taste.
Yeah, no, we've...
Orange Rango?
I personally like the red better than orange, but I could drink them all. New flavour coming out too. Yeah, no, apple guava.
Plasma.
This goes well with the outfit, actually.
Oh, it matches it. You can actually see it in the photo when you go like that.
Camouflage. No, that brings us to the end, lads. Mm. Nice little show today. But before we go, we do have a big giveaway.
Mm.
So for the giveaway, we've
Let's
got
go.
Our... Anzac Day jersey, obviously.
Drum roll.
We just released a photo of our
the two good-looking Roosters on display.
Two models.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the other guys are out.
This is last year's Anzac Day jersey, but I love what they've done with that, with the poppies and everything. So this is our giveaway this week. All you have to do is share how you listen to the Clubhouse on your Instagram, social media, whatever, but tag Oz American Aces. So that's all you have to do. Make sure you tag Oz American Aces because that's how we'll see who's shared it. But yeah, show us how you like watching or listening to it. Yeah, whether it's in the car, driving to work, or if you're sitting at home on the couch watching it on YouTube. Yeah, that's how you're going to go in the entry to get our giveaway. So yeah, very easy. Share on your Instagram. That's probably the most likely one. But yeah, like I said, tag Oz American Aces and Anzac Day jersey will be picked out of those who share.
We'll announce the winner on the next week's podcast, round six. So stay tuned, guys. Don't forget.
Yeah, on top of that, just thank everyone again for your comments on Spotify, your questions. We do get a good laugh out of them. And yeah, we'll pick some more out next week. So thank you for that. And yeah, like we said, it's always good to see heaps of listeners, good feedback. We love seeing you listen to it. And there's an extra incentive this week for the jersey. So, yeah, thanks for tuning
That's
in.
That's a nice jersey too.
And we'll be back for episode six next week. So
Let's go. Go the Storm.
Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
Rick's Eyewear is having a massive end-of-season sale right now, and we've got an elite offer that's exclusively for the Clubhouse.
Get up to 65% off and a free gift if you spend over $250.
Use our code CLUBHOUSE and you'll receive an extra 5% off site-wide. This offer won't last long, so don't miss out.